Welcome to the Wretched Hive Podcast.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Moss Eisley Spaceport.
What are you talking about?
You will never find a more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
This is ridiculous.
We must be cautious.
Actually, we're just a bunch of guys talking about Star Wars and other stuff.
I'm looking forward to having some real talk with some real folks.
That's good news.
I like the sound of that.
All right, so we got a special edition here of the Wretched Hive Podcast. We've got Dave, do not under any circumstances call him Harry Potter, and myself, and we are going to do a quick review of the new Collector's Edition Star Wars The Force Awakens 3D box set. Just came out this week. And Dave was kind enough to bring it over during the USC-UCLA football game.
Greetings and salutations, everybody. Fight on, Trojan Nation.
Fight on, absolutely. And we just opened the packaging and then thought, you know what, we need to roll some tape on this. And actually, there's no tape involved at all. But we need to roll some audio on it.
We may be dating ourselves with tape reference. Sorry about that, millennials.
And Dave has this box set open in front of him, and it is a nice looking box set, certainly nicer than the original Blu-ray.
I 100% agree. This is the packaging and this is the product overall that I thought we were going to be getting with the initial Blu-ray release, and I'm sure, you know, our hundreds and hundreds of thousands of fans out there remember our special edition unboxing of the initial Blu-ray release and how underwhelmed we were. That feeling has completely gone away with this one. So you have a collector's edition that has not only the DVD, not only a Blu-ray, but a 3D Blu-ray and a digital download. This is what we wanted in the first place. This is what should have come out in April or May or whatever it is, not right before Rogue One comes out. The packaging is a bit over the top, I'm not going to lie. I think this is a little much for a single movie. It's got a very... I don't even know how to... I don't have a snarky enough word for this, but 3D cover of a lightsaber in a forest.
It's sort of one of the cheesy, you know, you tilt it one way, tilt it the other, and you've got some three-dimensional imagery there that sort of moves as you tilt the box.
Yeah, for people in our generation, it's very reminiscent of old lenticular 3D movement. And it's just, it's wholly unnecessary, really. I mean, you could have knocked probably $3 off the price of this and just given me a nice normal covered box. But
I need to get another beer in you so that you can pull vocabulary like lenticular.
Yes.
Well played.
Yes. I can't spell it for you, though, so...
All right, so you slide out the sort of inner liner of this box set, and you got a nice picture on the cover of Rey and Kylo Ren battling in the forest at the end of The Force Awakens. Flip it open. You got Han and Chewie in the famous Chewie We're Home moment, looks like, from The Force Awakens.
Yep.
And then you've got a... on the inner liner, it looks like a... sort of landscape picture of Han in the pilot seat of the Falcon, and they're kicking the lightspeed there.
Yep, looks like Rey's in the co-pilot seat, but I haven't moved any of the discs out of the way to confirm that, but I'm pretty sure that's not Chewbacca's arm. Steve, you can fact check me on that.
No, she's hairy. She's a little bit hairy, but that looks like Rey. So let's talk about the movies themselves. So we've got multiple versions in this box set. You mentioned 3D Blu-ray, which I assume you need a 3D television
3D
for.
Television and or a 3D Blu-ray player for. So that's okay. That's this nice disc with the Kylo Ren picture on it.
And then did I see something about a 4K version as well in this, or is that something else?
I think that's something else.
Okay. So we've got the DVD version of the film. We've got the
yes.
Blu-ray version. We've got the 3D Blu-ray version. And then we've got a bonus featurette disc.
Yes, a bonus featurette disc and two digital download coupons, because one's not enough, apparently. One is for the digital download of, you know, just Star Wars The Force Awakens. And then the other one that I'm looking at here is Collector's Edition Digital Bonus Features. So this includes deleted scenes, a feature called Foley, A Sonic Force, a feature called Sounds of the Resistance, a feature called The Scavenger and the Stormtrooper, a conversation with Daisy Ridley and John Boyega, Dressing the Galaxy, and Inside the Armory.
Hmm.
So at least three of those sound very interesting to me.
Okay.
Now, I'll let you guess which three.
And you're letting me keep that download code, of course, right?
Oh, right. Right? Yeah.
All right, so how much did you pay, just if you don't mind me asking, for this lovely disc set here?
I don't honestly remember. I pre-ordered it on Amazon. They have that pre-order price guarantee, so I know when I did order it, it was $29.95.
Oh.
I don't know if that's what the final price wound up being.
Well, considering the packaging, we've also got, Dave was kind enough to bring over his version of the Blu-ray release that we reviewed in our first little micro episode. And compared to this latest one, the initial release actually really looks like a piece of junk. It's just this flimsy cardboard thing with some nice imagery here. You got some nice pictures. You've got the cast on the front, and it unfolds into this landscape mode with these slots of the discs. But it really nothing like this new packaging.
Yeah, it's not even a clamshell packaging like you would typically see for a DVD or a Blu-ray. This new collector's edition is much more reminiscent of what you would have found with the old Lord of the Rings special edition DVDs when those came out about 13 years ago.
Your girlfriend was kind enough to bring you a meatball just now, and you kind of shushed her away a little bit rudely. You're going to have to make up for that.
I will later off camera.
Okay.
She lives in mortal terror of interfering with the podcasts ever since the infamous salad spinner episode that I think you were mostly able to edit out of that recording section.
Well, it did sound like there was some sort of like avalanche happening in the background in your house.
I was amazed at how much louder that sounded on the recording than it did to me just sitting there listening to it.
It's all good. It's all good. Well, anything? What's our final verdict on this product here? I mean, to me, I think this looks like a winner. For $29, you get basically every version of the movie, high quality versions of the movie that you can get now. The only thing I really would like still is like maybe like a director's cut or some bonus deleted scenes. Do you have any idea what are the deleted scenes that are on the bonus disc?
I think one of the deleted scenes, I have read that the deleted scenes are more inclusive than what was on the initial release, which is a enticement for a completist such as myself to go out and buy it a second time. And I believe one of them includes the sequence where Chewbacca rips the arms off of,
Ankar Plot.
Yeah, Ankar Plot, the Simon Pegg character.
Oh, no kidding. I want to see Simon Pegg's arms ripped off, actually.
I think you're with a lot of people in that regard. But yeah, I agree. This is, this is something that's, you hold it in your hands and you're like, yes, this was worth spending $30 on.
Yeah.
As opposed to the other one, which was, I think, $20 to $25.
Yeah, didn't we spend $19.99 on this at least, or $24.99?
Yeah, and I felt a little just let down with the package and the delivery. Not with the product or the content, just the package or delivery. This thing, you're like, yeah, this is a $30 purchase. This is something I can put on my bookshelf and be proud of to display.
Cool. Very cool. All right, well, this has been our review of the unboxing of the special edition Star Wars The Force Awakens 3D Blu-ray box set. And stay tuned for more. We're going to have another unboxing, I think, of possibly the Ralph McQuarrie box set here in a future episode. We might do that tonight. We might not. We'll see if we're up to it. We'll see if the blue moon and the oatmeal stout keep flowing. I don't know if this is going to happen or not. We'll give it a shot.
I'll tell you what. If it's a blowout USC win, I guarantee that's going to happen.
No doubt about it. All right. Well, guys, have a great couple of weeks and a great week. We'll see you next week on the show. We've got a show releasing. As this show releases in less than a week. So we will talk to you soon, and may the Force be with us all.
We'll see you then.